The human rights disaster in Burma also extends to the press. The ruling military regime has been working hard to prevent news gathering, and Burmese journalists have been threatened, harassed, and physically assaulted. In the second part of today's Underreported, we talk with Sean Crispin, a Bangkok-based journalist and Asia program consultant for the Committee to Protect Journalists. Welcome to the show. Hello, Sean. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
There's going to be a slight pause because of the connection, but I understand there's a big community of Burmese exiles living in Bangkok. How many of them are journalists?
That's a good question. There has been a veritable proliferation of exile-based publications, many of them based in Thailand, as you mentioned, in recent years. Probably over 20 exile-based publications are now actually run out of Thailand, and then there are others run out of India, and I believe even a few in certain areas of China. So Bangkok has become, in essence, over the last 20 years, a bit of a media hub for exiled Burmese journalists. And if anyone actually trying to track what's really happening inside Burma, for the most part, we'll have to consult these exile-based publications, because they're the ones that are doing the hard-hitting news. They're the ones that are getting the information that you just couldn't possibly publish inside Burma due to the various censorship restrictions.
Well, not all of them are able to work as journalists. We were planning to talk to Mong Mong Kyo Win, who was a senior reporter and editor at a Burmese economics magazine when he was detained and threatened in December 2005 and fled to Thailand. He's working now in a factory. I guess that's what happens when you have to leave in a hurry. Does the government just crack down on anyone who writes reports that they don't like?
Obviously, there are certain no-go zones if you're a journalist based inside the country. And obviously, Mong Mong Jia Win, he crossed a curious line in that he was actually helping a foreign journalist who was trying to gather information for a story to meet with certain former student dissidents who had recently been released, had spent years and years in prison for their activities back in 1988, when the first pro-democracy demonstrations were cracked down on. So Mong Mong Jia Win was a very respected journalist inside Burma for years, and quite frankly, amongst us foreign journalists, we kind of knew him as a sort of someone you could go to who could give you a hand in arranging appointments and so forth if you did manage to sneak your way inside the country to do some reporting. Yes, he came under extraordinary pressure, threatening not only himself but his family. And as you mentioned, he fled Thailand in December 2005. His family followed about a month later. And here at the Committee to Protect Journalists, we worked with Mong Mong and tried to do everything we could to get him safely settled in a third country, which, as you mentioned, was the United States. But
he's in Chicago now.
And so that's just it. If you're a journalist inside Burma, it's very sometimes the lines are unclear. And so what tends to happen is that there's an extraordinary amount of self-censorship that goes along with the actual official censorship. So it's a very, very delicate situation for journalists inside the country.
Well, he's one of the lucky ones because he got out. U Win Tin has been in prison for something like 18 years now. What did he do to be imprisoned?
Yeah, no, it is one of the most extraordinary cases, which just shows how hard line Burma's military government is. Indeed, U Win Tin has been in prison for 18 years now. And as we see it, as a group, the charges were completely trumped up. Anti-state charges related to his activities during the 1988 protest. And there was even a peculiar charge, something that had arranged a forced abortion for an opposition politician who he was actually a member of this same opposition group. So the charges were completely trumped up. The international community, the Committee to Protect Journalists included, have long campaigned for his release. He has various health maladies, and he's we're very, very concerned about his personal health. But the authorities have just not responded.
And he's not allowed to have writing instruments in prison. If he writes at all, it's because here he makes his own ink out of powdered bricks, and he's gotten he's created a pen out of his bamboo mat. That for a writer to not be able to write is a terrible punishment. Are there what kind of media are operating in Burma? Is it mostly newspapers, or is there TV, radio? Do people have access to the internet or to satellites?
Yeah, a little bit of all of that, but and all of it very tightly controlled. On the print media side, there again, in recent years, there's been a proliferation of new publications, but all of these and they're private, oftentimes privately run. But all under the thumb of the censorship bureau. There are no daily newspapers in Burma. Everything needs to run on a weekly basis because of the time it takes for the censors to actually go through the news and for them to cut out what they see as inappropriate and then send it back to the paper for the actual publication. So nobody can even run as a daily because of the censorship restrictions inside Burma. And when journalists tend to cross some of these hidden lines, oftentimes they find themselves in prison. Currently, according to our research, there are at least six journalists in jail now, including U Win Tin. And oftentimes these journalists are in prison for what seems to, from the outside world, to be absolutely outrageous reasons. It just last year there was the junta built a new secretive capital where they just up and moved government administration about 400 kilometers north of Yangon, and two journalists actually went to just take footage, video footage of the new capital. They were outside the capital on a bus. And they were apprehended by the authorities, and they were each sentenced to 3 years in prison under the 1996 Television and Video Act, which bars the distribution of video material without official approval. And so these two journalists are still currently serving time just for taking video footage of this new capital. So this video wasn't even distributed. Now, as far as you ask about television and radio, yes, there is television and radio, and it's all state-owned and state-controlled, and for the most part just serves propaganda purposes for the regime.
So do people have any access to news coming from outside the country?
Well, the one exception to that oftentimes in radio is the Radio Free Asia, which is broadcast by shortwave from Washington, D.C., and the junta just hasn't yet found a way to block that. And there's another outfit, the Oslo-based Democratic Voice of Burma, and they've actually recently been able to beam in independent television programming, which if you have a satellite dish, you can pick up. This became very popular a couple of years ago, the Democratic Voice of Burma programming, which was, even though run from outside of the country, was Burma-centric news. And you, across the country, these little satellite dishes were proliferating until finally the junta caught wind of what was happening, and then they passed a draconian act which made it possible for 7-year jail sentences for anyone that tuned into this channel. So it can get just that hard line and that outrageous when they crack down on a media outlet. They really do it hard.
Sean Crispin is a Bangkok-based journalist and Asia program consultant for the Committee to Protect Journalists. Thank you so much for talking with us today on Underreported.
Thanks for your time. Thanks.